Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of September 16th and news on the edge. So dodging raindrops still this week, and want to make sure you're safe out there while you're traveling around. Did want to bring up some news for the Edge District. We unfortunately are having Cecilia's Sweets. So our dessert shop is closing down. So go by and see Teresa, Mary, and the team and wish them luck on their next endeavor. We do have another business that's going to be moving into that same spot, and they're already gearing up. So that location won't be closed down long, but definitely go say hi to Teresa and Mary. Another coming soon for the district, Bar Mezzo, right there on the roundabout there on Central Avenue, should be opening any day now. So keep your eye for that. Building is looking absolutely beautiful. Multiple events are coming up. So, you know, we kind of have a slow time in the summer, but fall is right around the corner, even though the weather doesn't feel like it. So a bunch of events are coming up. Closet Time with Tina. So Closetivity is one of our great association partners, and they're doing an event down in Skyway Marina District at Tiki Docks on September the 18th from 6 to 7 p.m. with incredible speakers talking about what's going on here in our community. Another community talk back is on September the 19th over at the Study Wine and Beer Lounge. That's over in the Grand Central District. So that's September 19th from 11:30 till 2, a Business Education Network. That's an RSVP event. So go to Doug Jackson's website, getyourlegalaction.com. You can sign up for that event for free. September 20th, so a Friday, is the grand opening and ribbon cutting of one of our newest businesses in the Edge District, Floyd's 99 Barbershop. If you haven't taken a peek in, it's gorgeous. They're going to have a bunch of fun in the district, and we welcome all those new employees and new customers at Floyd's 99. Their ribbon cutting is 10 a.m. Friday the 20th. Stop by and say hi. The following day, so we've just got one after the other, is Do Good Day, featuring over a dozen charities, and that's going to be at Three Daughters from noon to 4 p.m. on Saturday, September the 21st. A bunch of our association charities are going to be there, and just a great day to find out what's going on in our community. The Cafe Copa grand opening is Saturday, September 21st from noon to late night. So pop in, congratulate Max, Sebastian, and the team there on that expansion of Copa over to Cafe Copa, which has breakfast and lunch hours and then is overflow and has a really good evening time vibe that blends very well with the main Copa. Another event coming up are a couple of fundraisers, the Great Extravaganza Prom that supports Great Explorations. And that's going to be Dancing Through the Decades on Saturday, October 12th at Eckerd College. And Daystar Life Center has a Halloween-themed bowling fundraiser called Bowling for a Cause. And that's Sunday, October 20th from noon to 3 p.m. So check out Daystar Life Center. That's going to be at 10 Penn Lanes. And last but not least, kind of in the middle of all those dates, is the Together We Thrive panel on September 26th. And that's from 9 a.m. till 12:30 p.m., includes lunch. And that's a free program at the Center for Health Equity for folks to listen to all of the executive directors from districts all over St. Pete and find out what's going on, how to get plugged in, how to help the community. As far as our drinks and dining in the Edge District, 35 places to eat or drink in the district. Oops, I'm sorry, updated now. 36 places to eat or drink in the district. And I wanted to do a little lunchtime, yum time, sandwiches and handheld delight. So I've always told folks my favorite at each place. Now I'm going to give you another option at each place, which is absolutely fantastic. And this way we can kind of broaden our promotion of some of these items. So at Bodega, they have a grilled and pressed sweet and spicy slaw avocado tempeh sandwich. So if you want to go vegetarian, that's a great idea over there at Bodega. Ferg's has a classic Italian sandwich, which as soon as I mention it, I literally start salivating. It is so good. So check them out, that classic Italian sandwich there at Ferg's. They've got about every side you could think of to go with that. Hawkers, a handheld for them is their bao buns. The duck is my favorite. I love it. I love it. Can't get it anywhere else. At least it's difficult to find anywhere else. So check that out at Hawkers. Red Mesa. Some people use a knife and fork with empanadas. I happen to just grab it and eat it. So the beef empanadas at Red Mesa are amazing. Going back to bao buns again, she's so crispy. It's a hard for me not to do the gyoza, but the bao buns are rocking. And they've got short rib bao buns that just are lovely. So make sure you check those out. Our last couple of places here is Sourdough Co. I have my addictions there, but one of the new ones I plan to try as the classic sandwich is the jalapeno popper sandwich. So that's definitely on my bucket list soon. Bavaro's, can't ever go wrong for lunchtime at Bavaro's. And pizza is, I guess, the ultimate handheld. So the margarita pizza, try that out. Papo's, you get to make your own burrito there. So it could be a classic, a baby, build your own. Definitely check out the burritos, Papo's. Cafe Copa is open lunch, breakfast, and they have an open-faced jamrock chicken, which is like a jerk chicken and slaw, and it's on an open-faced La Segunda bread. If you've never had La Segunda bread, you're going to know about it when you try that out. Finally, last but not least, Moxie is now open, and they've got their restaurant is available. So they've got some great, great small plates, great shareables, great sandwiches. I always lick the plate clean. So definitely go check them out. Anything you have is going to be amazing. If you want to find out more about The Edge, we are on Central Avenue from 16th Street to 9th Street, also known as MLK, and 1st Avenue to 1st Avenue. So nice, narrow little district there, 128 businesses. Come check us out, edgedistrict.org.